Lord, we are thankful for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
主，我们感谢您，您在基督里面给了我们崇高的呼召。
We've been studying the fact that the church is the body of Christ, the representative of the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth at the present time.
主，我们一直在学习啊，教会是基督的身体，是你啊，在今天在这地上啊，做你的代表的人。
And Lord, this then is a wonderful privilege and responsibility. We thank you for being part of this, and we pray that you will teach us tonight what we need to know in order that we might show the glories of our Savior.
主啊，这是我们极大的荣幸，也是我们很重的责任。我们很高兴我们能够成为其中的一员。主啊，也求您今天教导我们，让我们知道我们当如何行，才能够显出你的荣耀来。
So Lord, our prayer is that you will give to Eric words to speak, and that you will give to us the ability to hear, to understand, and to listen.
主也求您赐给 Eric 话语，也求您赐给我们理解，也让我们 能够听见，也能够明白。
So looking to you for grace and mercy, we turn now to the word of God and give thanks.
我们祈求您的恩典和怜悯，我们现在把时间转向学习您的话语上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Yes, thank you very much. Well, greetings, this evening and this morning, in the name of the Lord. I'd like you to turn with me to as we begin this evening, turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
向大家问好啊，我们现在一起翻到以弗所书的一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 22 and 23.
22和23节。
It's a familiar couple of verses which we have referred to a number of times. We just want to begin our study tonight as an introduction by reading these two verses.
这两节经文呢，大家可能都很熟悉了，因为我们多次提到。那我们今天再次以这两节经文作为今天学习的一个开始的介绍。
Verse 22, and he, that is God the Father, put all things under his feet, that is the risen Lord Jesus, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将这个主语呢是天父，又将万有伏在他的脚下，他就是复活的主，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now our studies have been on the local church for the past few weeks.
我们过去的几周呢，一直在学习关于地方教会的教导。
And when we read a verse like this, that the church is the fullness of Christ, where he's speaking about the universal church that is seen in Jesus Christ, perfect and entire.
当我们读到这节经文说那充满万有者所充满的时候呢，这个指的是普世教会，这是在主耶稣的眼里看起来是完全的，是完整完美的。
But part of the universal church is still on the earth.
但是这个普世教会的一部分呢，现在还在地上活着。
And we have been studying the local churches.
我们一直在学习地方教会。
And we've pointed out that the local church should be a replica of the complete church.
我们一直告诉大家，就是地方教会应该成为这个完整的普世教会的代表。
In other words, the local church in its practices and its doctrine should give expression to the perfect church, the universal one.
也就是说地方教会无论在教义上还是在实践行为上都应该成为那个完美的普世教会的表达。
And so we've been looking at we're looking at seven truths, fundamental truths concerning the universal church that the local church should give expression to.
我们一直在学习就是地方教会呢应该表达什么呢就表现出普世教关于普世教会的七个真理。
The first one that we looked at was that there is only one body.
那其中第一个真理呢就是身子只有一个。
And now when we look at Christendom around the world, we see many divisions among it.
但是我们看今天的这个世界上的基督徒呢有很多的宗派很多的分裂。
Now, so how can your local church, our local church, how can they give expression to this one body?
那你所在的教会或者我所在的地方教会怎么样才能够表现出身子只有一个这样的真理呢
We looked at a number of things, but mainly we should not take any name that divides us from any other Christian.
在这个方面呢这个真理上我们学到了几点呢其中第一点呢就是你在取名字的时候不要把自己和其他基督徒分开。
The Holy Spirit has formed one body, and we are to keep that unity that this Holy Spirit has made.
圣灵已经做成了一个合一的教会那我们需要做的呢就是竭力保守这圣灵合而为一的心所赐合而为一的心。
The second truth that we looked at was that Christ is the head of that body.
我们学习的第二个要表达的要见证的真理呢就是基督是这身体的头。
And the local church can give expression to that by acknowledging him as their ultimate head, not allowing man to interfere between God and man.
那么地方教会呢要真正的尊基督为他们最终的元首不要允许任何人做基督和教会地方教会之间的那个位置。
And we find that the words of the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit was given to the apostles, and we have that in the New Testament. We have the instructions directly from the head.
那么我在这个新约里面，这使徒书信里面写下的这些教导呢，都是直接从主耶稣基督那里所赐给我们地方教会的教导。
The third truth that we looked at was that all believers then are members of that body.
我们学习的第三个要见证的真理呢就是每一个信徒都是这个身体的一个肢体。
And so the local church can give expression to that fact by receiving all those who Christ has received.
那地方教会呢要通过接纳所有基督所接纳的基督徒来见证这样的一个真理。
So it answers the question, when a local church, who should they receive into their fellowship?
所以我们要回答一个问题就是地方教会要把什么人接纳到他们自己的团契中来呢?
If a believer comes to you and is walking in the truth, and is living a holy life, then the local church should receive those that Christ himself has received.
那如果一个人他已经信靠了耶稣基督做他的救主他的生活也是圣洁的他所信的也是纯正的那就应该接纳他因为基督已经接纳了他。
Now last week we looked at the fact that the church of God, the church of Christ, is a holy church.
那个上个星期我们学习的是要见证第四个真理就是教会是圣洁的。
And we looked at numbers, a number of ways in which the church can protect itself through discipline.
我们学习了教会可以通过管教来保护他的圣洁，这管教有好多方式。
Because the local church must maintain a holiness.
教会必须保持它的圣洁性。
Separation from the world, certainly.
当然也要从世界分别开来。
And also separating from any sin or evil doctrine that might come into the local church.
那同时也要远离罪，也要远离那些可能进到教会里面的邪恶的教导。
And there are a number of scriptures, that deal with the various levels of discipline in the assembly.
有很多经文呢是涉及到在教会里面的不同的方式的这个教导的管教的。
Tonight we'd like to look at the fifth vital truth, and that is that the Holy Spirit is the representative of Christ in the church.
那今天晚上呢，我们要学习地方教会要见证的第五个重要的真理，就是现在在地上是圣灵是基督的代表。
Now, at first we might think that this truth conflicts or overlaps with the previous doctrine that Christ is the head of the church.
我们要先看看有一些经文呢是和或者说教导呢是和这个基督是身体的头是有重合或者有冲突的地方。
But both statements are true.
但是这两个说法呢都是对的。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
But Christ has delegated the Holy Spirit to be his agent or his representative on earth.
但是呢基督同时呢也派圣灵分派给他这个任务在现在在教会里代表他。
And the Lord Jesus told his disciples before he went away that he said, I will send the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在升天之前上十字架之前呢他曾经告诉门徒我要差圣灵来。
And he continued by saying, and when he comes, he will guide you into all truth.
而主也继续说等他来了以后呢会带领你们进入一切的真理。
And so we read many statements in the New Testament that we are to wait on the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit.
所以在新约里面我们看到很多这方面的教导就是要让我们等候圣灵我们要与圣灵同行我们要遵照圣灵去活。
And so every local church should give the Holy Spirit his rightful place in the church.
所以每个地方教会呢都应该在教会中给圣灵应当有的位置。
Well, how do we do that in a practical way?
那我们具体实践中怎么才能做呢怎么做呢
Well, we need to seek the Spirit's guidance in all of the affairs of the local church.
那就是在地方教会的所有的事务中呢都要寻求圣灵的引导。
Even choosing a location where the church might be, we should wait on the Lord for that.
甚至是关于教会在哪个地址的选址的问题呢我们要等候主的带领。
The type of meetings that might be held in the local church, we should be waiting for the Spirit to guide and direct.
我们在教会所举行的所有的聚会呢都要等候圣灵的引导和带领。
Also, not only the types of meetings, but also the human instruments, we might say, to be used in ministering the word and any of the services in the assembly.
不仅是各种聚会，也包括我们使用什么样的工具，都需要使用什么样的方法都需要等候这个圣灵的引导。
The we read in 1 Corinthians a list of the gifts of the Spirit.
我们在哥林多前书里面读到了一些就是各种恩赐的一个清单。
And we also read that the Spirit gives those gifts as He wills.
我们也读到圣灵是凭己意来分配这些属灵的恩赐的。
And so if there's some particular need in a local assembly, the assembly should wait on the Lord and ask God or the Lord Jesus to guide them, that the Spirit may guide them to give them the gifts that they need.
如果一个地方教会有什么需要的话，他们应该等候主祈求圣灵呢赐下他们所需要的那种恩赐。
They may have to wait on the Lord, for example, for the gift of discernment of spirits.
举个例子，比如说他们可能需要祈求神赐祈求主赐给他们分辨诸灵的这个恩赐。
Because I'm not just talking about demonic spirits, but men have spirits as well.
人也是有灵的，我不是指这个方面的灵。
And someone might come into your assembly that perhaps you need to wait on the Lord to see whether or not the man or the woman that's coming into the assembly has the Spirit of God or the Spirit of the world.
比如说有一个人，不管是男人女人，可能来到你们教会，你们可能需要等候主来告诉你们，这个人里面的是世界的灵，还是从神来的灵。
And so whatever the need might be, the Spirit has gifts that He can distribute as He wills.
所以不管你有地方教会有什么样的需要，都可以依靠圣灵，他会按照他的意思把这个恩赐分配下来的。
Also the appointment of elders.
还有包括就是指定长老这件事情。
Now turn with me to Acts chapter 20.
我们翻到使徒行传的20章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
28节，使徒行传的20章28节。
Paul is visiting the elders at Ephesus, where he had spent more than 3 years.
保罗呢曾经在以弗所这个地方呢拜访当地的教会，而且跟他们一起待了三年之久。
And he's now saying farewell to them because he knows that he won't see them again.
但是现在呢，这个时候他却要跟他们说再见，不应该说再告别了，因为他再也不会见到他们了。
And he gives them a warning.
而且他给他们一个警告。
He says, therefore take heed to yourselves and to the whole, and to the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
28节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
So not only are elders appointed by the Holy Spirit, and we have been given instructions in both Timothy and Titus, the Holy Spirit has given us instructions as to the appointment of elders, the qualifications.
这里面不仅说了这个长老呢是圣灵所选的，全群的监督是圣灵选的，而且在提摩太前书和提多书里面都给出了这个长老的这个选择的这个标准，就是长老要符合的标准。
And the church is told to recognize those as elders that the Holy Spirit has made.
然后圣经也告诉我们，教会要识别出、认出这个圣灵所选的这些长老。
And how would they recognize them? Because they have the scriptures and they can pray to the Holy Spirit.Or pray to Christ, and the Holy Spirit will actually, reveal that to them?
他们怎么才能够认出谁是圣灵所立的长老呢？那就是他们要读圣经，因为有圣经已经写清楚了，而且他们要祷告，等候主和圣灵启示他们。
In a future lesson, we're going to look at the appointment of elders in more detail.
在以后的学习当中呢，我们会具体讲，就是选择这个长老，选立长老的这个具体的细节。
Now, how else can the Holy Spirit guide an assembly?
那么圣灵还有在哪些方面要带领这个教地方教会呢？
Well, the disbursement of funds, the care of the elderly or the weak.
还有就是如何分配钱财啊，就是这个资金，还有如何去照顾老年人，照顾那些需要照顾的寡妇啊，年纪老的，还有需要的人。
And certainly we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to carry out godly discipline.
另外在这个执行属神的管教方面呢，也需要圣灵的引导。
Also, a local assembly might send out missionaries from that assembly to other areas.
另外地方教会也可能会派出传教士到这个世界的其他地方去。
Now, we have an example given to us on the procedure, the proper procedure that should be followed in sending out missionaries from our assemblies.
那圣经也给了我们这样的例子啊，就是当我们选派传教士到其他地方去的时候，应该遵守什么样的步骤。
And here we have it in Acts chapter 13.
那就是在使徒行传的十三章。
And verses 1 to 3.
一到三节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1.
十三章一节。
Now, in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路求，与分封之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗。
I might first point out that these missionaries that were sent out, Paul and Barnabas, they weren't sent out from Jerusalem, which you would think would be the center of Christianity, but instead they were sent out from Antioch, which was a Gentile city.
我首先要提出来的就是巴拿巴和保罗啊，就是以后要马上要派出去的这个传教士呢，他们并不是从耶路撒冷的教会被派出去的，虽然耶路撒冷教会当时被人看作是教会的中心，但是他却是在一个外邦人的教会安提阿这个教会里被派出去的。
And notice also that there were no apostles present.
另外大家也注意，这里面没有提到任何的使徒。
So this could be a pattern, as we'll look in verses 2, 3, and 4, a pattern for our local churches.
所以呢，这应该可以作为我们这地方教会的可以执行的一个模式。
And verse 2, it goes on. And says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
第二节，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Now the church did not appoint them to go anywhere. The church itself at Antioch, it didn't tell them to go out.
圣灵并没有告诉安提阿这个教会他们要到哪里去。
It did not appoint them to their ministry.
也没有分派他们去做什么事。
Because the Holy Spirit had called Barnabas and Saul. Notice that the Holy Spirit, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. They got the call, in other words, Barnabas and Saul.
所以这里面我们可以看出是圣灵招了扫罗和巴拿巴去做工的，因为他说圣灵说去做我招他们所做的工，是圣灵招呼他们的。
So now Barnabas and Saul had been called by the Lord. They knew that the Lord had called them to a ministry to the Gentiles.
扫罗和巴拿巴他们都知道，他们心里清楚主呼召他们去到外邦人里面做工。
But notice they did not act independently.
但是我们要注意，他们并不是自己独立的去做这个事的。
Instead, they went to the local church at Antioch. They got people together and they began to pray and wait on the Lord, even to fasting.
我们可以看到，相反，他们不是自己独立去，而是他们到了一个地方教会里面，他把教会的弟兄们召集在一起，大家一起祷告，甚至他们要禁食。
And so, when the Holy Spirit then sent them, it was a unified church that sent them out. They didn't go out independently.
所以最后他们出去的时候呢，是作为一个合一的教会把他们拆派出去的，而不是他们自己自说自话就独立去做的。
Nor did the church at Jerusalem or any other assembly send them out.
也不是耶路撒冷的教会，也不是其他地方的教会把他们派出去的。
It was the local church that the Holy Spirit said that now separate them for the work that I've called them.
而是他们所在的地方教会，按照圣灵所说，他说现在你们要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我差派他们做的工作。
So now having been confirmed by the Holy Spirit to the whole church, it says in verse 31, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
所以在第三节里面，所以是圣灵兼顾了他们的这个共同的看见，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们身上，就打发他们去了。第三节。
But notice the first line of verse 4.
我们注意看这个第四节的第一句话。
So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, from there they sailed to Cyprus.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
They did not act independently at all.
所以他们完全不是独立的行事的。
Because the Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
因为
And he said he will build his church.
因为主耶稣他是教会的头，他说过他要建立他的教会。
And he does that through the Holy Spirit's work among his people.
他是借着圣灵在他的子民当中做这样的做工，来完成他建造教会的这个旨意的。
And then we read further on that when they had accomplished their missionary journey, they went back to Antioch and reported what the Holy Spirit had done through them.
后面我们还可以看到，当他们完成了他们的传道的工作以后呢，他们还要回到安提阿教会，而且向他们去报告，当地的安提阿教会去报告圣灵是怎么带着他们做完这些工作的。
So the church at Antioch is a pattern for us today on how we send out missionaries or any other people to a work that the Holy Spirit calls.
所以安提阿教会呢，应该成为我们今天地方教会的一个样板，就是当我们也差派传教士或者差派任何人去做一个特别的工作的时候，应该遵循的一个样板。
And so the local church should always recognize the sovereignty of the Spirit.
所以地方教会一定要承认这个圣灵的权柄。
Because He is the representative of Christ who is the head.
因为他代表的是这个教会的头，就是基督自己。
So then the Holy Spirit can do as he pleases, But he may not always choose to do the things exactly the same way.
所以圣灵是按他自己的意思行事的，而且他做不同的事情的时候，不一定是按同样的方式的。
But the Holy Spirit will never act contrary to the written word of God.
但是圣灵他绝对不会做出一些事是和这个神写下来的圣经有冲突的。
And this is a very important point.
这是一个非常重要的点。
If you want to know the will of the Spirit of God, then search the scriptures, and God the Holy Spirit will reveal the way you should go.
如果你真想知道圣灵的旨意的话，你就去查考圣经，圣灵会借着圣经来启示的。
But the Holy Spirit is sovereign. He can act any way he wants.
但同时呢，圣灵也是掌权的那一位，他可以凭自己的己意行事。
The very symbols that are used of the Holy Spirit in the scripture, like fire or oil, water and wind, they all speak of fluidity and almost unpredictable behavior.
因为在圣经里面常用风、油、水、火来形容这个圣灵，你看这些东西它都是流动的，就是它的这个作为是不可预期的。
So rather than just do things the way we've always done them, we should let the Holy Spirit guide us perhaps into new areas.
我们因此呢，我们也不要总是因循守旧，按照我们以前通常用的方式去做事，而是我们要等候圣灵带领我们，可能有的时候要等候圣灵带领我们进到一些新的领域里面去。
And so the Holy Spirit can use different methods. The Holy Spirit can adapt circumstances, or adapt to all circumstances and cultures in the world.
所以圣灵呢，它是可以自如的去适应这个世界上各种的情况，各种的文化。
Now I've traveled a little bit in Africa and visited a number of small assemblies in Central Africa.
我自己呢，个人有这样的经历，我曾经几次去过这个非洲的中部。也去拜访过当地一些很小的地方教会。
These assemblies, some of them, they only have grass roof mud huts.
这些教会呢，通常他们有的就是那个茅草屋顶的房子，还有这个就是泥土的这个地面，一个小泥土。
The believers meet very simply, just local people who are farmers, and the assemblies there have adapted to their culture perfectly.
他们的聚会呢就非常简单，而且聚会的人就是当地的农民，所以他们的这个聚会呢也完全可以适应当地的这些风俗和文化。
Because the people have allowed the Holy Spirit to guide them in everything they do.
因为当地的信徒呢，他们是让圣灵去自如的带领他们，引导他们的。
Now, it wasn't this way. In the world, we don't see the churches, many churches don't wait on the Holy Spirit. Instead, they've got their own traditions, their own way of doing things that have been done for centuries, perhaps. But it was not this way at the very beginning.
今天我们在这世界上看到很多的教会他们是没有耐心等候圣灵的，他们总是按照他们自己的传统去做事，而且这些传统可能已经因循了就是几个世纪了。但是最开始呢， 圣经里面却不是这样的样子。
When we read of the local churches in the book of Acts, we find there that the meetings were free. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that many brethren took place. Each had a psalm. Each had a word. There was prophets that were prophesying, and there was a freedom of the Spirit in that early church.
比如说我们在这个哥林多前书里面，前后书里面可以看到，在哥林多前书的十四章里面看到，当时最初的这个教会，他们的聚会呢是自由度非常高的，很可能一个弟兄起来说一段经文，有的弟兄起来可能祷告一下，或者起来念一首圣诗，或者如果有先知的，他就会发预言等等，是非常的自由的。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们可以翻到哥林多前书的十四章来看一下。
The church at Corinth was taking this too far.
但是呢，哥林多教会呢，在这个自由聚会方面，他又走得有点太远了。
And he said in verse 26, Paul writes to them.
在二十六节里面啊，保罗是这么写给他们的。
And he says, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, but let all things be done for edification.
弟兄们，却又怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
It seems thatthese Corinthians, they were so excited about this that they were, there was a display, as it were, of their spirituality.
这句话呢似乎让我们能够看到当时哥林多教会啊，他们对他们所拥有的这个属灵恩赐啊，过于兴奋了，甚至他就是在急于才展示自己的这个才能。
And they were all eager to take part, and it became rather a display, a fleshly display, and no doubt there was pride in much of what they were doing.
所以他们每个人都很急切地想要站起来表现自己，当然这里面肯定是有包含这个肉体的骄傲的显示自己的这个成分。
But the people weren't being edified.
但是呢，其实这些都应该造就教会才对。
And that's the purpose of the gifts themselves.
因为圣灵赐下这些恩赐的目的就是为了造就人的。
And he says in that verse 26 at the end, let all things be done for edification.
26节最后一句他说凡事都当造就人。
And so, because the Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion.
因为圣灵并不是使人混乱的灵。
And it would seem that in Corinth there was a lot of confusion and there wasn't much edification.
但是在哥林多教会呢，我们却看到很多的混乱，其实对人的造就并不多。
So Paul proceeds to tell them that the Holy Spirit would limit them to so that everyone might receive a benefit, might be edified.
所以保罗接下去呢就告诉他们说圣灵呢可能会对他们要有所限制以确保呢每个人都能够得到造就。
So in that assembly at that time, there were still speaking in tongues, there were still those that had the gift of tongues.
而且在那个教会呢有很多人他们会有方言的恩赐。
They were pretty necessary in Corinth because Corinth was an international city.
可能方言呢对于哥林多教会呢是很必要的，因为它是一个国际化的大都市，是很多外各国的人。
It was a very important port city in Greece.
它是在当时的这个希腊很重要的一个港口城市。
So he says there, if anybody speaks in a tongue, verse 27, let there be two or at the most three, at each in turn, and let one interpret.
所以27节他接着说，若有说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。
It would seem that when people spoke in tongues, that they were speaking a number of them at a time. So Paul had to limit them one at a time, and each must be interpreted.
可能哥林多教会当时呢，就是同时会有好几个人站起来说方言，所以保罗说要告诉他们，要一个一个轮流的说，而且必须得有一个人把它翻出来。
And he goes on in verse 28, but if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God.
28节，若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，只对自己和神说就是了。
And again,the prophets, let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
接下去他又说到这个说预言的，就做先知讲道的，29节，至于说先知讲道的，只好两个人或是三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨。
Now this, of course, was before the...many of the epistles were written, because 1 Corinthians was one of the earlier letters. So they didn't have the apostles' doctrine written down in the scriptures.
那写哥林多前书的时候呢，这个使徒的书信绝大部分都还没有写成，因为哥林多前书是写的成书比较早的一卷书，所以那个时候还没有成型的这个新约的书信。
Therefore, they needed...prophets to give them by the Spirit the word that they would need for that particular time.
所以在那个特定的时段呢，还需要神借着先知也借着圣灵把一些话语给出来，在那个特定的时期。
It might be a doctrinal question that they might have, and the Lord by the Spirit could give a prophetthe word for that particular time.
也可能那个时候他们会有一个教义上面的问题，那么主就会借着先知呢，把他们所需要的这个教义上的这个问题的答案借着预言告诉他们。
It might be a word, say, explaining justification by faith alone.
比如说可能就是要告诉他们这个称义就是要单单凭着信心的这样的一个教义道理。
Later, Paul would expound that in the book of Romans.
那后面的保罗会在罗马书里面呢详细的展开说这个称义的这个原则。
And so in verse 29, we have the others are able to listen to what the prophet says and judge.
所以29节后半段他说，其余的人就应当好好听，而且要慎思明辨。
That is to weigh and to understand what the Spirit of God would be speaking to them about.
他们慎思明辨就是要他们要去听，而且要去弄明白圣灵要借着这个先知告诉他们什么道理。
But if all the prophets begin to speak at once, one after the other, there can be no edification for anybody.
那如果同时好几个说预言的先知都站起来一起七嘴八舌的说，那么每个人都不，大家都没有办法受益了。
And notice that, they might be interrupted by the Spirit may speak to someone else to continue the thought.
而且呢，他说圣灵也可能会借着别人继续把他的这个圣灵的这个思想启示出来。
In verse 30, we read, but if anything is revealed to another who sits by,Let the first keep silent.
那就是30节说的。他说若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。
And so he says in verse 31, for you can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
31节，因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
And so he says there that the spirit of the prophets in verse 32, the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
32节说先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
In other words, there should be self-control.
换句话说呢，就是要有自律。
And so, the Holy Spirit is the one who guides and directs in the assembly.
所以圣灵是那一位在教会当中起到引导和带领作用的。
So in the early church, that's the way it operated.
所以在早期的教会呢，他们就是这样做的。
And as the Holy Spirit gave various gifts in the assembly, it was very free with these controls. The Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion, as we read in verse 33.
既把这些属灵的恩赐赐下来呢，同时呢，他是也有控制的在使用的，所以这就是。33节的说，他说因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
But as always happens, men begin to control, and they, instead of the Holy Spirit controlling, men began to take control.
但是我们可以预想到的就是接下去就是人来控制了，不是圣灵在控制了，这件事情总是会发生的。
You might have some gifted men who are able to hold the audience and they dominate a meeting.
那可能有一个很有能力的人呢，他来掌控这个整个听众，就是他来主导，他来控制这个整个的听众。
And so people are, I think, maybe they're uncomfortable with so much freedom of the Spirit, of waiting on the invisible Spirit to work among them, that they began to put controls on who spoke and who went and when.
可能人呢对于如此大的这个自由度啊，觉得并不舒服。他们对于要完全依靠圣灵的带领呢，依靠一个看不见的圣灵带领他们也觉得。很难适应，很不舒服。他们可能更希望有一个人来安排谁这个时候该讲什么，谁下个人该谁来讲这样的。
And little by little, and a little by little, controls were added, and the meetings became more formal, and rituals began to appear, and the Holy Spirit.Was quenched.
那一点点的发展下去呢，慢慢的就是人的对这个聚会的这个控制就越来越多了，就是圣灵的感动就是这个聚会就变得更仪式化，更正式，然后圣灵的感动就被压制了。
And so the church, after the apostles had gone in the second century, the history records.How that the church began to lose power as a result of the controls of men.
当第一代的使徒先后去世了以后呢，到了第二世纪啊，这个按照这个教会的历史的记载，就可以看到教会当时就失去了那样的力量，因为人的控制越来越多了。
So the local church then should never hinder the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以地方教会永远不要去阻碍圣灵的工作。
Instead, we should pray and say, Lord, you begin to work. You show us what to do.
相反，我们要去等候圣灵的带领，让圣灵告诉我们你要怎么做，你要我们怎么做。
In much of the world, Christianity is full of rituals.Liturgies where prayers are read, even.
但是我们在看我们当今的这个基督教的世界里面啊，有很多这种聚会都是程式化了的，甚至这个祷告词啊，都是事先写下来的，照着念。
And so that the Holy Spirit, as the representative of the head in heaven, is not given his rightful place. Instead, the Holy Spirit has been superseded by human rules.
所以本来应该作为基督在这个教会中的代表 圣灵啊，地方教会并没有给他正确的位置，而是他被人的这个管制给架空了。
And so we might ask ourselves, what would it be like in our local assemblies if the Holy Spirit was really dependent upon to be the leader?
那你可能会问，如果我们真的把圣灵完全的依靠圣灵作为我们的带领的话，那地方教会应该是个什么样子呢？该怎么做呢？
We have little idea what it would be like to go back, as it were, to the first centuries when the Holy Spirit was moving among the people, God was given his rightful place.The people waited upon the Holy Spirit and he spoke. We can hardly imagine what it would be like.
我们可以就是试图回到这个第一世纪最初的这个使徒时代的教会里面啊，当圣灵在他们其中自由的做工，他们总是等候这个圣灵对他们说话的时候，我们其实有的时候很难想象当时是个什么样子。
We have little idea what an assembly would be like if each one that comes to the assembly is led by the Holy Spirit individually, and each of us is gathered consciously to the Lord Jesus, only to the Lord Jesus.
其实我们真的很难想象像当时那样每一个圣徒啊，他们个人都是被主带领的，他们都是完全清楚的知道在主的带领下是怎么样行事，然后他们又聚集在一起，这是一个怎么样的场景。
So as we come together, whether we're meeting in a house, or whether we're meeting in a church building, whether we're meeting in a field, when the local members of the body come togetherAnd they come together consciously in the Holy Spirit, consciously understanding that Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
他们当时不管是在家里聚会，还是在教堂的一个建筑物里面聚会，或者甚至就是在一个空地上聚会，但他们每个人呢都清楚的知道主说两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们当中，他们清楚的知道主在带领他们。
Now we have to admit that we failed.
我们必须承认我们是失败的。
But no amount of failure among the churches today, and even in our own churches, changes the divine truth.
但是不管当今的教会有多么失败，包括我们自己的教会，我们也做得不好。但是不管教会做得有多不好，也不能改变这个从神来的真理的美好。
It should be each of our responsibilities to go back.To what was written in the first century, and back to what was written there for our learning, and then to act upon it.
所以这应该是我们的责任，我们应该回到第一世纪这个使徒时代的教会，按照当时写下来的这个教导去做。
Then we wouldn't have to complain about dull.Heavy meetings, unprofitable meetings.
我们不应该去只是去抱怨啊，这个聚会太麻木了，太枯燥了，一点益处也得不着。
We wouldn't have to fear about having to just make prayer for the sake of prayer, or talking for the sake of talking.
如果我们真的像初代教会的那样去做的话，我们就不用担心，我们只是为了祷告而祷告，为了讲道而讲道了。
If each of us could come to the meeting recognizing Jesus as the center.
如果我们每个人都来到聚会的时候呢，都承认基督就在我们中间，是我们的中心。
And that Christ's representative, the Holy Spirit, has drawn us into that oneness.
然后我们也清楚地意识到，这代表基督的那个圣灵吸引我们成为合一的。
And each one filled with the Spirit.
然后每个人都能够感受到圣灵的带领。
And then each one's gift, each gifted vessel filled and fitted and used by the Master's hand.
然后我们每一个人都作为这个恩赐的工具啊，我们每一个人都是神的器皿啊，都是在这个主人的手里自如的被他所使用。
Every eye in the meeting fixed upon the Lord Jesus.
在聚会当中，每一双眼睛都定睛在主的脸上。
Every heart occupied alone with Him.
每一个人的心都全部都充满了主。
Too often our hearts are occupied with what we did yesterday or what we're going to do tomorrow.
但通常呢，我们人的心里装的都是我昨天做了什么，我明天还要做什么。
By being so unoccupied with Christ, it's like we throw water on the fire.
Oh, you mean if we were occupied by Jesus?
No, when we're occupied with things that with earthly things, and in the assembly together. Okay.
对，如果我们聚会的时候呢，我们心里装满的都是自己的事情，昨天做了什么，明天要做什么的话，就像那时候就像把水浇在一盆火上一样。
You see, we think that no one can know our thoughts.
我们以为别人都不知道我们在想什么。
Well, your brothers and sisters sitting beside you, they may not know your thoughts, but they will be affected by your coldness.
当然坐在你旁边的弟兄姐妹可能不知道你的心里在想什么，但是你的冷淡可能就会影响到他们。
If we all consciously come in the Spirit, then the Spirit can work among us.
当我们每一个人都是清楚的能够感受到圣灵带领的时候呢，那圣灵就能在我们里面做工了。
So then if someone would open up the scriptures and read a chapter, then it would be as though the very voice of God was speaking to us.
这时候如果有一个人站起来读圣经里的一章的时候，在你来说呢，就仿佛听见神在亲自对你说话。
If our hearts are cold, how can we expect the speaker, the one who is preaching a word from the Lord, how can we expect him to be able to preach powerfully if we are throwing water on the fire and quenching the spirit.
那如果我们的心是冷的，我们怎么能够期待这个我们心是冷的，就像把水浇在火上一样，我们怎么期待那个讲道的人他讲的道能够有力量呢？
Instead, we need to come to our meetings and say, Lord, I want you to speak to me today. Well, I have big needs in my heart. And we pray that you would give me a word, Lord,from yourself.
所以当我们来聚会之前呢，我们应该切切地求问说，主啊，我特别的需要你，求你赐给我一句话。
And if someone prays, it would be as though we were lifted right into the very presence of the throne room of God itself.
如果大家都在圣灵的带领下的时候呢，如果有人在赞美神的话，那我们自己也会觉得被这个赞美带到了那天上神的圣殿就在神的面前。
And if we were to sing a hymn, it would be just like we could hear the very harps of heaven itself and the angels around the throne.
这时候如果我们在唱一首圣诗的时候呢，就仿佛我们自己听到了那个天堂的那个赞美的那个竖琴弹奏，天使围绕在神的宝座前的那个赞美的声音。
And then it was, wouldn't just be another meeting.
Sorry, go ahead.
It wouldn't be just another meeting. It would be actually a foretaste of the time when we will be in the presence of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, and to sing praises and worship in his very living presence.
那这时候呢，对我们来说就不只是一个普通的再一次的在一个主日的聚会了，一个普通的主日的聚会了，而是我们真的预尝了那个以后在天上，在神的羔羊主耶稣基督的旁边亲身的我们在那里赞美他，跟他在一起的那个美好的时刻了。
But as I say, we have all failed.
但是就像我刚才说的，我们其实都做得不好，都失败了。
We need to confess our failure.
我们需要承认我们的失败。
Because we're not a very good example of the great universal church.
我们其实真的没有做好这个普世教会的一个好的代表。
We have to admit that we've fallen short of the perfection that we should be.
我们必须承认我们是亏缺了我们本来应该有的那个完美的。
And if we would return to that first century church practices, the world, as it was in those days, was turned upside down.
如果我们真的都能够回到像这个初代教会的时候那样的像他们那样的做法的话呢，那整个世界可能就会被翻转了，因为在当时整个世界就被搞得天翻地覆了。
When they prayed, it says the place was shaken.
因为圣经里面说，当他们赞美的时候，他们整个房子都震动了。
And the word went out powerfully.
那神的话也是极带有能量的传讲出去的。
And the Lord Jesus was glorified not only in their meetings, but in their preaching and in the world. He was held up and with great power.
不管是在他们的聚会当中，还是在他们向众人传讲道的时候，主耶稣基督都得着了荣耀。
We might excuse ourselves and say, well, there's all kinds of problems in the world, and we're not the people, and we're not first century Christians.
我们可能给自己会找一些借口说，哎呀，那今天这个世界有很多的问题啊，那我们现在并不生活在这个第一世纪，就是使徒时代的时候了。
No, but we could be. Because no amount of failure changes the truth of God.
但是其实我们是应该可以做到的，因为我们不管我们多失败都不能改变神的真理。
Jesus hasn't changed.
因为耶稣没有改变。
Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever.
昨天今天和永远基督都是一样的。
The Spirit's power hasn't changed.
圣灵的能力也没有改变。
And so, what's our problem?
那这样我们的问题到底是什么呢?
Are we willing to let the Holy Spirit be the true representative of Christ in our hearts and in our churches?
我们的问题是我们真的愿意让圣灵真的代表基督在我们自己的心里，也在我们的地方教会里面做真正的带领吗？
And so we need to give the Holy Spirit his rightful place, even though there's much failure in our hearts and in this assembly, we can acknowledge that. He understands that. We have a great high priest over the church of God. And he will bring us to that place of joy and satisfaction in our worship and in our witness.
虽然我们在自己的心里，也在我们的地方教会的实践当中有很多的失败，但是我们要 认识到也要承认我们在天上有一个伟大的大祭司，他会把我们带到那样的喜乐当中去的。
So that's the fifth, we might say, the fifth point that the Holy Spirit is Christ's representative here on earth in the church.
这就是我们讲的地方教会要活出的第五个真理，就是圣灵是今天在教会里面基督的代表。
Remembering that he is a person, not an impersonal power, but he's an actual person.
我们要记得圣灵是有位格的，而不是一个没有，只是一个没有位格的力量或者一个影响力，它是有位格的。
One mistake I've seen people make is that they pray to the Holy Spirit for power to be able to do fleshly things. They're not truly under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
我常看到人们犯的一个错误呢，就是他们常向圣灵去祈求能力去做他们这个肉体想要做的事情，而他们却不能够明白圣灵是怎么带领他们的。
They want the power of the Holy Spirit without submission to the Holy Spirit.
他们只是想要圣灵的能力，而不是愿意顺服在圣灵的带领下。
Because he's the one who is directing us in place of our risen head in heaven.
而圣灵恰恰是那一位，他把我们带到我们在天上的元首那里去的那一位。
Now, my plan had originally been to move on to the sixth point, but I see that we have no time left, and we can look at that the next time perhaps, but I'm wondering, Harold, if you have anything that you can bring for us tonight as an encouragement along the lines of the work of the Holy Spirit in the church.
我本来今天计划呢是要继续讲这个第六个真理的，但是我看看现在时间呢不够了，我们可能可以下个星期再讲。那我们看看 Harold 长老对于这个圣灵的工作这方面还有没有什么给我们鼓励的话。
Very good. I will attempt to say something.
他说我是想说一点什么的。
I might add that we have a good God, and when I came in this evening, I had a very distressed stomach.
我首先要说呢，我们真的是有一个好神。我今天刚来参加今天晚上学习的时候呢，我的胃很不舒服。
And I don't now, and I, among other things, thank the Lord for his kindness.
但是我现在好多了，所以我要感谢神的恩赐。
And that is an example of the work of the Holy Spirit of God.
那这个就是一个例子啊，就是圣灵的工作的一个例子。
Our problem is that we cannot see the Holy Spirit, and with our ears we do not hear the Holy Spirit. It is hard to discern him.
所以我们的问题是呢，我们用眼睛看不见圣灵，我们用耳朵也听不见他说话，所以我们对我们来说是很难分辨出圣灵的。
And so the very simple principle is easy to agree with. We want the Holy Spirit to lead us as an assembly, as a local church.
但是大家都同意的一个简单的真事实呢，就是我们需要这个圣灵带领我们这个地方教会。
But how do you do that?
那问题是具体怎么做呢？
Now the same thing is true in our own personal life. We know that after we were saved, the Lord Jesus Christ said to us, you've got to abide in me because without me you can do nothing.
那我们的个人生活也是这样的。当我们信主以后呢，我们知道主说你要住在我里面，因为离了我你们什么都做不了。
And therefore the Holy Spirit is given to us to guide us, bless us, and use us as individuals.
所以呢，因此神就赐下圣灵给我们，来带领我们，祝福我们，也使用我们，作为个人，每个个人这样带领、使用和祝福我们。
And exactly the same way, he wants to guide our assembly.
同样的道理呢，圣灵也想要在地方教会里也做这样的带领。
And therefore, in exactly the same way, we say, that's what I want, Lord, that's what I want. But how do we do it?
那你可能会说，主啊，是，这就是我想要的，问题是怎么做呢？
So, there are two potential errors.
那这有两个可能会犯的错误。
One error would be to say, I think I understand how the assembly should work in all details. Therefore, I am going to prescribe all the details and all we have to do is follow the system.
那第一个错误呢，就是一个人说，我觉得我知道地方教会应该怎么治理了，那我来决定每一个细节应该怎么我来定下来，然后大家就照着这个去做吧。
And of course, if we were to do that, we would be relying upon the system and not upon the Spirit.
当然，我们如果这样做的话呢，我们就是在依靠我们制定的这个运作系统，而不是依靠圣灵了。
So that could end up being very difficult.
那这个一定会往下走，就会很难了。
And it ends up being very unproductive.Because we have basically said to the Spirit, you must follow the system that we have incorporated.
因为这样做的话，你就会发现这个教会的工作非常没有果效，因为其实我们就是在告诉圣灵说，你必须来适应我所立下的这个，我们所制定的这个系统，这个运作规程，你适应这个东西。
The other error is to say anything goes, the Spirit of God is in me, therefore we can do this, we can do that, and we can basically do our own fleshly work instead of allowing the Spirit to lead us.
那另外一方面的错误呢，就是每个人都做自己的，每个人都说这是圣灵带领我的，我要这样做，那个人说那样做，那就是每个人都做自己肉体的事情。
So just as in the personal life, so in the assembly life, we must be continually looking to the Spirit, not to our rules and not to our flesh.
所以就像我们个人的属灵生活一样，教会的生活也是一样的，我们要始终盯着圣经，既不是依靠我们的这个既定的系统，也不是依靠我们的肉体。
In our private lives, in order for the Spirit of God to rule, we pray much, we spend much time in the Word, and we spend much time in obedience to His Word.
就像我们个人的属灵生活中，我们要花很多的时间来祷告，我们要花很多时间来读经，同时要花很多时间来顺服圣经的教导。
So, in the local assembly, the assembly prays much about itself. The assembly reads the word. As we've been studying, Eric has laid before us principles from the word. We read the word.
所以作为教会呢，我们也是一样，我们作为一个整体要一起祷告，也要一起读经。就像Eric 在前面几讲里把这个所有关于教会的真理都列出来，我们一起学习是一样的。
And then we end up following that in the way that he is apparently leading us. We follow in obedience to the word that he speaks to us.
然后最后呢，我们就按照神是怎么说的，我们就去顺服着照着去做。
Now that requires great, it requires great spiritual maturity and it requires great humility.
当然这样做呢，需要很多我们属灵上，特别需要我们属灵的成熟度，也需要谦卑。
So you'll remember the story in Acts chapter 10, where Peter was requested to go to Caesarea by the sea and preach the gospel to a Gentile centurion.
大家还记得在使徒行传十章里面保罗彼得呢被派去到那个凯撒利亚一个外邦的那个百夫长那里去。
How did he know that that was the Spirit of God leading him and not some Gentile enthusiasts or some Jewish, Pharisees? How did he know what was going on?
那他怎么知道是圣灵带领他去让他去的呢而不是一个什么外邦的热心宗教的人或者是法利赛人让他去的呢
Number one, he prayed much before he even knew that the issue was going to arise.
那首先我们可以看到在这个事情还没有发生之前来让他去的这些人还没有到之前呢他就已经在做了很多的祷告了。
Number two, when they came to invite him, they said that Cornelius himself had been praying much before he was told to call for Peter.
然后来邀请他的人到了以后呢他们也告诉保罗说哥尼流也是因为经过了很多祷告以后才知道要去请保罗来的。
God had laid a foundation in Peter's heart by giving him a vision or some direction that he acknowledged was from the Spirit of God. For us, it's often a reading from the Word of God that lays a foundation for our future.
所以神呢是通过一个意象和其他的一些话语呢给彼得呢在事先就奠立这个根基所以他到时候人来找他的时候呢他才知道这是圣灵主派人来的所以我们也是一样的当我们读很多神的话的时候呢也在我们的心里建立了这样的根基
And the other things are that when he got there he found that the Spirit of God gave blessing from his action
然后等他去了以后呢他就会发现因为他的行动呢圣灵就祝福了。
And the other thing that I will mention, and I'm sure there are many others, but the other thing I will mention is that he had with him brethren who agreed with his conclusion and his observations.
然后另外我想提的就是他还跟他与他同去的一些弟兄他们也都亲眼见证了而且也同意他的这些做法都是来自圣灵的带领的。
So that's just a simple illustration of how the Spirit of God can lead us in the relationship that we have in our local assembly. How should it be structured? Well, follow the example that Peter followed in Acts chapters 10 and 11.
所以使徒行传的十章和十一章呢就给了我们一个例子就是在我们的地方教会里面是如何经历圣灵的带领的就是按照彼得他走的这条路。
You go way back in scripture to the story in Genesis 24 of the servant of Abraham who went to find a bride for Isaac.
我们可以再回到创世纪的二十四章里面那么那个亚伯拉罕派他这个老仆人呢去给以撒到远方去娶一个妻子。
And the response of that dear man when he saw what God was doing was this.
当他这个老仆人看到神的作为的时候呢他的回应是这样的。
He said, I, being in the way,The Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.
他说是神带领我来到我的主人的兄弟的家里的。
And so in the local assembly, as in the private life, we say, Lord, I want to remain in the way so that you can lead me. We want to remain as an assembly.In the way so that you can lead us.
所以不管是作为我们个人还是作为地方教会我们都要这样说你说主啊我想一直走在你的路上这样你就可以带领我去到你想让我带去的地方。
So it is very easy then to fall into the two traps on each side of this situation.
但是也很容易就掉到了我们刚才前面两个说的，要么是过于死板，要么是过于自由的这两个错误 的道路上去了。
We could say we developed a structure, a system, a method of behavior, a shape of a church, and all we have to do is follow that.
那一种错误呢，就是啊，我们已经建立了一个体系，一个模式啊，我们就一直按遵循这个这一套东西去做了。
And that may very well be to ignore the Holy Spirit of God completely. We've got a system now. All we do is believe in the system.
他们这样做呢，很容易就完全的忽视了圣灵，因为说我们现在有了一个体系了，我们就完全相信这个体系就好了。
And on the other hand, we can say, well, I'm just going to tell people the Spirit led me, and I can pretty much do anything I want. And if you ask me, I'll say, well, the Spirit led me.
那另外一个极端呢，就是我就别人要问我，我就说这是圣灵带领我做的。那只要圣灵带领我做的，我做什么都行。那只要别人要质疑我呢，我就用这句话顶回去。那因为这是圣灵带领我的。
So these are the two big problems that we must avoid in our assembly, as we must avoid them in our personal life.
所以这两个极端的错误呢，都是我们需要在地方教会也要避免的，在我们个人的基督徒生活中也要避免的。
And in a very general sense, you could say that the first problem is the kind of problem they had in the book of Galatians, and the other problem is the kind of problem they had in 1st and 2nd Corinthians. The Lord has said, don't be like those two extremes.
所以我们可以这么说，就是第一类的错误呢，应该是在加拉太的教会里面犯的。那么第二类错误呢，应该是在哥林多前后书里面提到，就哥林多教会犯的。但是这两个我们都要避免。
Well, I think, Eric, that's maybe sort of a summary of what I could say. I think if I go on, I will be to a different subject and maybe run out of time. So you carry on.
Well, thanks very much, Harold. Yes, appreciate that. The extremes that we could go to, and humans, we tend to be extremists.
所以谢谢 Harold 给我们讲了这个我们容易走的这个两个极端的错误啊，因为我们人类总是这样的，我们倾向于走极端。
The Lord Jesus in his lifetime was a very honorable man in every circumstance.
Amen.
主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他在任何情况下呢，都是受人尊敬的。
And in the same way,those under the control of the Spirit of God are going to be like the Lord Jesus.
同样一个完全受圣灵掌控的人呢，他们也会像基督那样的。
And so, we want to avoid both those extremes for sure.
所以我们要避免这两头的极端的这个错误。
That's, the flesh would like to over-control or have no control.
我们的肉体是这样的，要不然呢就是控制的过度，要不然就干脆没有控制。
But the Spirit's control is perfect.
但是圣灵的控制呢总是最完美的。
It leads us to a place of absolute peace and rest in the Lord Jesus.
它会带领我们进到主里面的完全的平安和安息的那样的状态。
So thank you, Harold.I think what we'll do is we'll just ask the Lord's blessing upon us tonight, and we can meditate on these things.
Amen.
Trusting that the Holy Spirit might not only take control of our each individual life, but also our church life, our assembly life.
我们接下去呢要做一个结束祷告，求主祝福我们。我们也好好的去默想这样的一个道理，就是我们要相信主呢他能够带领我们，不仅可以，他既然可以在我们的个人的属灵生活上带领我们，也可以在我们的教会的集体的生活中带领我们。
And just one last point that I'd like to emphasize that has been made already tonight.
那最后呢我还想强调一点，我刚才讲过的，重申一下我刚才讲过的一点。
If you want to know the will of the Spirit of God, then you need to search the scriptures which were given by the inspiration of God.
Amen.
那就是说，如果你真想知道圣灵的，是知道神的旨意的话呢，那你必须要认真的查考圣经，因为这是神所默示的。
The Holy Spirit moved in the hearts of men to give us His instructions from the head.
所以圣灵呢是在人的心里运行，把从元首那里得到的启示呢告诉我们。
And we can know freedom of the Spirit because we know and search the Word of God. We can know the mind of the Spirit from the Word of God, the Word of the Spirit.
我们可以从神的话里面知道神的灵他是怎么想的。
We don't need to be in the dark.
我们不需要一直待在黑暗里面。
The Holy Spirit has given us instructions by the word that he has given.
Amen.
圣灵呢是依靠神已经赐下的话语给我们启示的，给我们指示的。
And the Holy Spirit will never work apart from the Holy Spirit works in conformity with the word of God.
所以圣灵做工呢，永远是和这个神的话呢是相契合的。
Let's just close our time here tonight and this morning with a word of prayer.
我们一起做一个结束的祷告。
O Father in heaven, how we thank you for our risen Lord, our head in heaven.
主啊，我们多么感谢我们复活的主，那他是我们在天上的元首。
We thank you, Lord, that you have sent your Spirit into the world.
主，我们感谢您，您把您的圣灵赐下。
And we know, Lord, that the Spirit didn't come to glorify himself, but to glorify the Son.
我们知道圣灵来并不是荣耀他自己，而是荣耀圣子。
And so, Father, we would pray that each of us, individually and in our collective meetings together,that we might glorify the risen Son of God.
Amen.
主啊，盼望我们每一个人，也当我们都聚集在一起的时候，都能够荣耀那圣子，就是我们天上的元首。
The Lord, in our meetings, by the Spirit of God, we pray that we might offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you, O God, our Father, through Our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们的祷告是当我们聚会的时候，盼望圣灵能带领我们献上呢蒙您悦纳的、蒙天父悦纳的这灵祭，献给天父，也借着主耶稣基督献给天父的灵祭。
Now, Lord, bless each listening ear tonight and each obedient heart. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
主啊，求您祝福今天每一个愿意听的耳朵，也愿意顺服的心。奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
Thank you very much, each one of you.
谢谢大家。
Good to see you all.